Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. Try LifeMD.com helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
My friends, you're walking through life, maybe feeling a bit worn out, a bit lost, or just plain tired. You're wondering when things will turn around, when that breakthrough will come. Well, my friends, let me tell you something straight from the depths of my soul. God is about to surprise you in ways you never imagined. I know it's easy to get caught up in the daily grind, to feel like your dreams are drifting further away, or that your prayers are bouncing off the ceiling. But let me tell you something. God is working behind the scenes in ways you can't even imagine. He's orchestrating a masterpiece tailor, made just for you, and it's going to leave you speechless. Think about it for a moment. Throughout history, God has been in the business of surprising his people. He took a shepherd boy named David and made him a king. He took a persecuted Christian named Saul and transformed him into the Apostle Paul, spreading the gospel to the ends of the earth. He took a ragtag group of fishermen and turned them into the foundation of his church. And guess what? He's not done yet. God is still in the business of turning ordinary people into vessels of his extraordinary power. He's still in the business of taking your mess and turning it into a message, your test into a testimony, and your trials into triumphs. So, my dear friends, don't lose heart. Don't give up hope, because just when you least expect it, God is going to show up and show out in your life. He's going to open doors you never knew existed. He's gonna provide in ways you never thought possible. And he's gonna take you places you never dreamed you could go. You see, God specializes in the unexpected. He loves to take the impossible and make it possible. He loves to take the broken and make it whole. He loves to take the lost and bring them home. And let me tell you something, my friends. You are not forgotten. You are not overlooked. You are not abandoned. You are loved, cherished, and chosen by the Creator of the universe. So, hold on tight and keep the faith, because your breakthrough is coming. Your miracle is on the way. Your season of abundance is just around the corner. And when it happens, when God surprises you with His goodness and grace, don't forget to give Him all the glory, honor, and praise, because he is worthy of it all. Now, let's dive even deeper into this truth. When we talk about how God will surprise you, it's not just about wishful thinking or empty promises. It's about tapping into the profound truth that God is always working behind the scenes, orchestrating the details of your life in ways that you can't even begin to comprehend. Think about the times in your life when you've been caught off guard by a sudden blessing, a miraculous provision, or a door that swung open when all others seemed closed. Those moments weren't just random occurrences. They were divine interventions orchestrated by a God who delights in surprising his children. But here's the thing about surprises. They often come when you least expect them. They don't always fit neatly into your plans or follow the timeline you've mapped out for your life. That's because God's ways are higher than our ways, and His timing is always perfect. Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. So if you're feeling discouraged or disillusioned because things haven't turned out the way you hoped or expected, take heart. God is still at work, even in the midst of the messiness and uncertainty of life. He hasn't forgotten about you, and he hasn't abandoned his plans for your future. In fact, it's often in the waiting, in the seasons of uncertainty and doubt, that God does some of his greatest work. It's in those moments, when our faith is tested and stretched, that we learn to rely more fully on him and his promises. And let me tell you, my friends, when you learn to trust in God's timing and his faithfulness, that's when the real miracles start to happen. So, don't give up hope. Don't stop believing that God has something incredible in store for you. Keep praying, keep seeking, and keep trusting that he who promised is faithful to fulfill every word spoken over your life. And when that moment of surprise finally comes, when God shows up in ways you never saw coming, don't be afraid to embrace it with open arms. Receive his blessings with gratitude and humility, knowing that they are gifts from a loving Father who delights in giving good things to his children. My friends, remember, God's surprises are worth the wait. They are worth the struggle. They are worth the tears and the doubts and the fears. Because in the end, when you look back on your journey and see how far you've come, you'll realize that every twist and turn, every detour and delay was just a part of God's perfect plan to lead you to the place he always intended for you to be. My beloved friends, let's dig even deeper into this truth, because the essence of God's surprises is not just about the immediate blessings, but about the transformation they bring to your life. When God surprises you, it's not just about the external circumstances shifting in your favor. It's about the internal transformation that takes place within you. It's about the growth, the maturity, and the deepening of your faith that occurs as you journey through the highs and lows of life. You see, God's surprises are often accompanied by a profound sense of his presence, a reassurance that he is with you every step of the way, guiding you, strengthening you, and equipping you for the journey ahead. Think about the story of Joseph in the Bible. Here was a young man who experienced more than his fair share of ups and downs, a beloved son sold into slavery, falsely accused, thrown into prison. But through it all, God was with him, orchestrating events behind the scenes, preparing him for the incredible role he would play in the salvation of his family and the preservation of a nation. And when the moment of surprise finally came, when Joseph was elevated to a position of power and influence, second only to Pharaoh himself, it wasn't just about the external blessings of wealth and status. It was about the internal transformation that had taken place within Joseph, a transformation that enabled him to forgive his brothers, to reconcile with his family, and to fulfill the purpose for which God had called him. The same is true for each and every one of us. When God surprises us, it's not just about what he does for us, but about what he does in us. It's about the deepening of our character, the strengthening of our faith, and the alignment of our hearts with his purposes. So, if you're in a season of waiting, of uncertainty, or of difficulty, take heart. God is at work in your life, even when you can't see it or feel it. He is preparing you for the surprises that he has in store, and when they come, they will be more than you could ever ask or imagine. But in the meantime, don't waste the waiting. Embrace it as an opportunity.
Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.
For growth, for learning, and for drawing closer to the one who holds your future in his hands. Trust in his timing, trust in his goodness, and trust in his faithfulness. Knowing that he who promised is faithful to fulfill every word spoken over your life. So, my dear friends, even when it seems like all hope is lost, even when the odds are stacked against us, we can trust that God is still at work behind the scenes, orchestrating his perfect plan for our lives. Take a moment to think about some of the greatest surprises in your own life. Perhaps it was a job opportunity that came out of nowhere, a healing that defied medical explanation, or a relationship that blossomed when you least expected it. Whatever it may be, I want you to know that those surprises were not accidents. They were divine appointments, orchestrated by a loving and faithful God. And if he has done it before, he can certainly do it again. So, if you're facing a seemingly impossible situation right now, if you're wondering how God could possibly turn things around, I want to encourage you to hold on to hope. Keep trusting. Keep believing. And keep standing on the promises of God, knowing that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. So, my friends, let go of your preconceived notions of how things should be and open your heart to the unexpected ways in which God wants to work in your life. Be open to his surprises, for they may come in ways and at times that you least expect. But rest assured, when God surprises you, it will be in ways that exceed your wildest dreams and bring glory to his name. Now, let's dive deeper into this truth, because it's worth exploring the profound impact of God's surprises on our lives. When we discuss how God will surprise you, it's not merely about momentary joy or temporary relief from life's struggles. Instead, it's about a transformational experience that alters the very course of your life. Consider this. God's surprises have the power to reshape our destinies, to turn our challenges into opportunities, and to reveal his divine plan for our lives. They are not bound by our circumstances or limited by our understanding. Rather, they transcend our human limitations and usher in his divine purposes. Think about the moments in your own life when you've been caught off guard by a sudden blessing or unexpected turn of events. Perhaps it was a job offer that came out of nowhere, a healing that defied medical explanation, or a relationship that blossomed when you least expected it. In those moments, it becomes clear that God's hand is at work, orchestrating events for his divine purposes. And here's the beautiful thing. God's surprises are available to each and every one of us, regardless of our circumstances or past mistakes. All it takes is a willing and open heart, ready to receive whatever God has in store. So, if you're feeling discouraged or uncertain about the future, take heart. God is still in the business of surprising his people, and he delights in revealing his goodness and grace in unexpected ways. But we must be willing to let go of our own plans and expectations and instead trust in God's perfect plan, even when it doesn't make sense to us. For it is in our surrender, in our willingness to let God be God, that his surprises can truly take root and flourish in our lives. My friends, as we continue to walk in faith and anticipation of God's surprises, It's crucial to recognize that his plans often unfold in ways that defy our expectations. We may long for immediate answers or clear pathways, but God's timing is purposeful, and his methods are often mysterious. In moments of doubt or discouragement, we must anchor ourselves in the truth that God's surprises are rooted in his unchanging character. He is faithful, loving, and infinitely wise, and his surprises are designed to draw us closer to him and deepen our trust in his goodness. Moreover, God's surprises are not limited by our circumstances or constrained by our limitations. He is the God of the impossible, and he delights in turning our weaknesses into opportunities for his strength to be revealed. So, even when we feel inadequate or ill-equipped, we can rest assured that God is working all things together for our good. Therefore, let us approach each day with expectant hearts, knowing that God is at work in every detail of our lives. Let us remain open to his leading, even when it leads us down unexpected paths. And let us rejoice in the knowledge that God's surprises are always worth the wait, always worth the journey, and always worth the sacrifice. So lift up your heads, my friends, and rejoice, for the God of surprises is on your side, and he's about to do something amazing in your life. Get ready, get excited, and get ready to be amazed, because God is about to blow your mind with his goodness and grace. As we draw this powerful message to a close, I want to encourage you to take what you've heard today and share it with those you love. The message of God's surprises is too good to keep to ourselves. So, whether it's through a conversation, a text message, or a simple gesture of kindness, let others know about the incredible ways in which God is at work in our lives. And if you've been inspired by what you've heard today, I invite you to subscribe to our channel. By subscribing, you'll stay connected with more uplifting messages, encouraging sermons, and reminders of God's faithfulness in every season of life. Together, let's continue to spread the message of hope, faith, and love to the ends of the earth. And as we do, may we always remember that God's surprises are just around the corner, ready to transform our lives in ways we never thought possible. Thank you for joining us today, and may God bless you abundantly as you journey forward in faith. Let us conclude this message with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, seeking your divine intervention in my life. I know that you are a God of miracles, and nothing is impossible for you. I ask that you guide me in all my financial affairs, and help me find the means to support myself and my family. Provide me with the resources and opportunities that I need to overcome my financial struggles, and live a life of abundance. I also ask for your healing touch upon my body, mind, and spirit. Bring healing to those who are suffering from illness and pain, and restore them to good health. I pray for your protection over my family and loved ones, and ask that you shield us from harm and danger. Lord, I trust in your infinite wisdom and love, and I know that you will always be with me, guiding me on my journey. I thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon me, and for the miracles that are yet to come. I pray all this in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.